New Year's resolutions run the gamut from working out more to going out less, from eating more kale to learning a new language, and last but not least, to finding a meaningful relationship. Now, while a matchmaker can't help you develop a sudden love for leafy greens, the experts at It's Just Lunch can provide an enjoyable alternative to online dating and make it easier to keep that resolution. They'll first get to know you and your relationship goals during a confidential interview. Your matchmaker will then hand-select quality matches for you from their exclusive membership base. They pre-screen all of your matches and even book your reservation to the best date spots in Chicago. All you have to do is show up, relax, and be yourself. A New Year's resolution is a promise you make to your future. So make 2017 the year you find love. It's Just Lunch is super easy, incredibly personal, and completely professional. Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com to learn more. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Jim owns a gym, and his personal trainers love printing fitness plans. But it takes more than love to run a business, like ink, lots of ink. That's why business owners like Jim go to Office Depot Office Max, where for a limited time, you can buy any HP ink cartridge and get the second one 40% off, online or in store. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. Ends January 14th, limit 2. Multi-packs count as one.
Are you looking for the right path forward? It begins at the University of Illinois Springfield. Get a degree in criminal justice, political science, public administration, and more. Get a U of I degree at the school that's the right size for you. Get inspired at the University of Illinois Springfield, where you will get the education that you expect. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. New York's first family of cops serves and protects.
Do good work. Come back safe.
For better or worse, we're the ones on the front lines.
I'm committed to my job, 100%.
And with each other, they love and respect.
What always comes first?
Family.
That's what the Reagans do.
It's a great day for the criminal justice system.
Cheers to that.
Blue Bloods, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
The voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola, looking for family fun this holiday weekend. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats on Sunday at Welsh Ryan Arena as they host Iowa at 6:30. Family plans on sale now at NU Sports. On the Bulls play in Washington tonight. We know Jimmy Butler did not make the trip. Dwayne Wade is sitting this one out as planned against the Wizards. And here is your starting five for tonight's game. It's Grant, Michael Carter-Williams, McDermott, Taj, and Lopez. Those are your starters against Washington. Rajon Rondo is your sixth man against Washington. That's from Casey Johnson, the Tribune, on his Twitter. So that's your rotation. That's your starting five. Rajon Rondo also very happy about still being benched, apparently. The Blackhawks take on the Red Wings tonight at the UC. The Hawks have won three in a row. Corey Crawford starts in net. Puck drops at 7:30. Crawford, John Taves, Pat Kane, Duncan Keith have all been named to the NHL All-Star Game. Len Casper and Jim Deshaies have each received a three-year contract extension. Men's bucket tonight on the Score. It's DePaul taking on Providence. Coverage starts at 7:45. Brian Urlacher and former Bears running back Adrian Peterson have been named to the College Football Hall of Fame. Bears today also signed Reuben Randall to a reserves futures contract. And Raiders OC Bill Musgrave is leaving the team. The security leader for over 140 years, trust ADT to protect your home, family, and all you care about. When you have ADT security, it's more than a sign in your yard. It's a line in the sand. Visit ADT.com. Chicagosports.com. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Lady Jane's, now open in Darien.
Barry Rosner, Dan Bernstein on 670 The Score.
The Packers win it tonight, 38-13. Let's go downstairs, and here is Hub Arkish.
Kevin, thank you very much. I'm joined by Randall Cobb. And Randall, 2 seconds left in the first half. You guys got a 7-6 lead, but things aren't going very well. And Hail Mary shows up again in Green Bay. Walk us through the play.
Man, God is great. God is great. I just ran down there, and I tried to get in the back. You know, my job on that play is to box out in the back. I got in the back of the end zone. I saw the ball coming. I gave the guy a little shove and was able to make the play.
Real quick, Randall, tell us what's so special about playing here in Green Bay.
Listen to this. It's an amazing feeling just to be able to play in front of these fans on such a special place, a special field, and be able to find a way to continue our journey and give ourselves a chance to chase greatness that we see all around us.
Congratulations on a record-setting performance. Good luck next week in Dallas.
Thank you.
That is Randall Cobb. We'll send it back upstairs now to Kevin and James.
Great interview, Hub, and a great night for you on our sideline. Thank you very much.
It's always a great night for Hub on the sideline. When is it not? Kevin Harlan always giving Hub his props on the Westwood One NFL broadcast, where you so often hear Hub doing his fine work. And we are establishing contact with him and look forward to the fine work continuing on these very airwaves, talking some football as we do on Tuesdays with the Scores, Bears, and NFL expert. And this week's games, I'm going to let myself be set up for disappointment. I'm willing to do it because there's a whole lot of stuff here. There's stuff here that is worthy of attention and enough that you can be, I expect to be compelled and entertained.
Why are you already willing to set yourself up for disappointment?
Because I did it last week.
But you knew those games were bad.
I knew some of them were bad. I didn't think all of them would be bad.
Well, the Giants-Packers game was a pretty good game. That was pretty good.
It was a good half a quarter.
Well, after the McCarthy decision,
right,
and you know, he gives the Giants a chance to get back in the game, that's a heck of a football game at that point.
But then it wasn't.
Well, that's because of Aaron Rodgers.
Right. It was, and then Aaron Rodgers throws a touchdown and another touchdown. And do we know more about Jordy Nelson other than one report about cracked ribs?
I haven't heard anything else today, but McCarthy says, and I find this hard to believe, that he may practice Saturday.
No.
And then we'll see.
No.
He's missing vital organs.
No.
Why was that not a penalty? When we get Hub, I want to ask him that. Crown of the helmet.
Like a targeting penalty?
Crown of the helmet and defenseless receiver.
All right, we'll ask Hub as he joins us on the Home Run In Pizza hotline. Shake off the cold with a hot Home Run In Pizza tonight. He's the executive editor of Pro Football Weekly and on Twitter at Hub_Arkish. Hello, Hub.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. So why wasn't that a penalty that hit on Jordy Nelson? Way to go, guys. You there, Hub?
I'm here. You got me?
Okay, yes. Now yes. We do.
Yeah.
We have you.
I'm sorry. No, we had a little confusion. We had the landline on the ISDN going. You know, I don't know that it should have been a penalty on him. I was about 20 feet away on that sideline, and it looked to me like he made like Leon Hall made contact with his shoulder, you know, to the ribs of Jordy Nelson. You can't really argue he was defenseless. He's going up to catch the football. You know, he sees what's coming at him. I don't know. I didn't think it was a penalty, but that's the problem with the NFL is we don't know at this point exactly what they think is a penalty and what isn't.
And lucky you got the one game this weekend that actually mattered for a while, because it was a lot of boring and bad until that game kept us entertained.
Yeah, it was certainly a good football game well into the third quarter. You know, at the end of the day, guys, the four favorites won. I guess that's why they're favorites. We shouldn't be surprised, all the home teams. I didn't really expect any different, to be honest with you, going in. Kind of hoped that Miami would give Pittsburgh a little better game, which they weren't able to do. So, it was not the best wild card weekend. But that's why a lot of people like wild card. I think this weekend, divisional playoffs, is always my favorite weekend of the year. And I look at these four games, and the only one I think I'm fairly sure about is New England and Houston. I could see the other three all going the other way.
Well, one of them is Chiefs Steelers, and I love the Kansas City defense, Hub. And You know, I guess you can never believe in this, but supposedly Ben is hobbled by that ankle. You know he's going to be ready to go. You know he's going to play. But what if his movement is just a little bit less than it normally is? Does that give the Chiefs a pretty good opportunity to go after him?
Well, it certainly does, but I've got an interesting stat for you on that one, Bear. That's actually the game I drew. I will be in Kansas City. And if I told you that one of these teams led the NFL in quarterback sacks over the last 7 weeks of the season, which one would you think it was?
Well, I would have thought Kansas City, but now you've got me thinking otherwise.
It is the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Steelers, who struggled on defense early in the year, came on. They gave up, I think, 200. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but as I recall, it was 213 points in their first 9 games and then just 109 in their last 7. And they had 21 of their 38 sacks in the last 7 games of the season, which led the league in that category. Kansas City, of course, does rush the passer very well, but with Justin Houston kind of in and out of the lineup and Derek Johnson gone now, takes away some of the things they can do. Dee Ford had a breakthrough third season in the NFL, I guess it was, for them, so they can still rush the passer pretty well, too. But that's going to be the story for both these guys. But to your point, Big Ben, he moves well in the pocket. He's not a threat to come out of it, and he does take a lot of big hits. Well, one of the things that Alex Smith does really well is not only move in the pocket, but he'll go down the field, and so he is the tougher of the two to sack. So I would think, yes, knowing how good that Kansas City pass rush is, if Roethlisberger is limited at all, that could have an impact on the game. I think the one thing you got to look at there, though, is you go back to that Miami game, they relied more on Le'Veon Bell in that running game than they did on Roethlisberger. I think he only threw, they ran more than they threw. I knew that. Le'Veon Bell was really the difference on the ground.
Certainly a rejuvenated Pittsburgh defense in the second half. Why?
Oh, they got a lot of young people playing. They tried to rebuild the entire secondary. They worked a couple rookies into that secondary, including Artie Burns, who they drafted in the first round out of Miami. They had to make some changes on the defensive line when Cameron Hayward went down. Actually, it was the old man, James Harrison. I think he's 38 now. He actually led him in sacks. It's interesting because while they did lead the league over the last 7 weeks of the season, Harrison led the team in sacks with just 5.5. They've got a bunch of people with 4, 5, 3.5 sacks. And so some of it was just getting new people in place, particularly in that secondary. And some of it was other guys kind of getting their grip. They also, I think, Ryan Shazier was in and out of the lineup a little bit, and they had to get healthy on the nose. But they're playing pretty good defense now. Well, look at the Miami. Miami, week 6, beats them 30-15 and rushes for 223 yards. This time they hold them to 2.5 yards a carry and 12 points. So they're vastly improved on defense.
We had Matt Miller on earlier, and he is a big believer in the Dallas Cowboys, and just thinking that it's going to go through them at one point or another, as loath as you are to give Jerry Jones credit, some is due for how good this team is it not?
Oh, they're the number one seed. I don't like Jerry Jones. That's no secret, but it has nothing to do with the football team. And I don't know how much of the credit goes to him, how much goes to Steve Jones, how much goes to Jason Garrett and some of the professional football people they have in that front office. But at the end of the day, they were the best team in the NFC. There's no question about that. I still think of the four favorites, they're the most beatable this weekend. It has absolutely nothing to do with Jerry Jones. It has to do with that defense has been doing it with mirrors. And there are ways to attack that defense, and that's why Jordy Nelson is such a huge loss for the Packers. I think they can attack him without Nelson, but with Nelson they could absolutely turn this thing into a shootout, and I don't think that would bode well for the Cowboys, but I think Nelson's going to be a big loss.
I very much want Aaron Rodgers against Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. Hub, explain to me why that might not happen.
Well, A, I want it too because it was my preseason pick, and I'd like to be right once in 40 years. And
you're due.
Yeah,
you could just keep picking Kansas City every year.
I've picked them once. I just happened to pick them in a 2-14 season.
There you go.
I think the reason it might not happen is because going in Sunday, even though Dallas has, I think, big holes on defense, they're still a better football team than Green Bay. Green Bay is probably slightly better on defense because they've got playmakers. Julius Peppers is playing lights out at 36. He's going to be 37 next week, actually. He's probably playing the best football of his career. He's standing up. He's roaming the field. They're spotting him in. He's only playing about 60% of the snaps, and he has been a killer. Morgan Burnett and HaHa Clinton Dix are the best pair of safeties in the league right now. And Clay Matthews with one shoulder can still make a difference, as can Mike Daniels. McDaniels. So there's five guys on the Green Bay defense who can make a difference. Now, Sean Lee is the only guy on the Dallas defense. You can talk about this kid Irving all you want, but the reality is he's got like 3.5 sacks, and he went nuts in one game on national
TV.
Yeah,
that was all in one Sunday night game, right?
I mean, well, he had another good game after. I think he got another sack, you know, but I mean, he's not there yet in the class with these guys. And so I think the key to this is you spread them out, and the Packers can do that even without Nelson. You put Adams on one side, Geronimo Allison on the other, and Cobb in the slot. You're going to spread them out, and then you run Ty Montgomery. That was really interesting because when Montgomery limped off that field, he went right by me. I thought he was done for the year.
He looked like he was broken in two.
You should have seen the look on his face. You should have heard him groaning as he went by me. I mean, I thought he was done. And the next thing I know, they're retaping the ankle, and I had to report Nate from the Packers PR guy to come over. He said, you may not believe this, but he's going back in the game. And he did. He went back in the game. So that's a big deal for them.
Do you think part of putting him back in was to show Dallas that he was ready to play?
No.
Because there was really no reason to put him back in.
You're right, and that was surprising, unless it was to prove it to himself, because he did go back in. He did play without a limp. He only had, I think, one carry after that, but he looked okay, because he had tweaked the other ankle the week before, and I wonder if he's not a bit of a drama guy and that the coaches wanted to, you know, make a point with him. But the bottom line is he seemed fine, and that's a big deal, because Christian Michael had a nice second half. You know, if they can spread the Cowboys out and then run on them, then the Cowboys are going to bring those safeties up, and then it's going to be bombs away for Rodgers. That said, Matthews is playing with one shoulder. Blake Martinez got hurt, one of the inside backers for the Packers. Jake Ryan had a great game Sunday, but he makes a lot of tackles, 2, 3, 4 yards off the line of scrimmage. He's not making plays in the backfield. I don't see the Packers shutting down Zeke Elliott, so I never know what the numbers are on these games as far as point spreads or totals, but whatever the total is on that one, if it's anything reasonable, I'd kind of think about the over in that one. I think we're going to see a shootout between the Cowboys and the Packers.
Yeah, the total is 52, and it's just one higher than Seattle at Atlanta, also expected to be a high-scoring game. Agree?
Well, it's expected to be. I agree with that. I don't think it's going to be, because I don't trust Seattle's offense. I just, you know, Atlanta snuck up on everybody. We talked about this about 4 weeks ago, and I just wasn't paying attention until I sat down about 4 weeks ago. I was watching some tape of them, a couple games. They got a couple rookies that nobody knows about. You know, this kid, when they drafted Keanu Neal, I was laughing at 17 in the first round. Who the hell is he? He's a killer. This kid is a big hitter at safety, in the box safety, and they got another rookie, Deion Jones, who's doing a really nice job at linebacker. Obviously, Vic Beasley Jr. has come on. They had a couple of crusty old veterans. You know, Dwight Freeney is still getting it done down there. So this defense, it's not great defense, but it's not bad. And I think more to the point, they had Seattle beat in Seattle, and the official blew that call. That's all there was to it. And that game was 48 points, I think. I don't trust Seattle's offensive line. They're not, you know, Thomas Rawls is not going to rush for 160 yards on these guys. I'm not saying it's a slam dunk. I wouldn't be shocked to see Seattle beat them. But I think that Atlanta is in pretty good shape in this one at home, because on top of everything else, they want some revenge.
What's the better matchup for the Packers, going to Seattle or going to Atlanta?
I don't think they want to go back to Seattle. Nothing but nightmares in Seattle. This point, they're going to give you the party line. We'll go wherever we have to. We want to win. In terms of actual personnel, they're probably better off with Seattle. Seattle can still play really good defense. I think they miss Earl Thomas tremendously. Yeah. But I really enjoyed last week, because I got to work with James Lofton again. James and I were partners every Sunday.
He was really good.
He's always good.
I got the opportunity. I was in the car for much of the game, and he was more than a lot of radio guys, and I think it's not just him. I think it's the relationship that they have in that booth, that all you guys have in that broadcast. It's you learn a lot more than you get from some of this TV garbage.
Well, but I'll tell you how good James is, Dan. That Kevin Harlan is not his regular partner. It's Kevin Kugler, who he usually works with, and James is great with anybody. I think he's one of the best analysts out there. And we were talking actually at dinner Saturday night, and he made the point. He thinks I'm underrating Seattle a little bit, because there are still basically four elite players left on that defense. You know, Richard Sherman, I think Earl Thomas may be a little bit more important, but Richard Sherman's one of the best corners in football. And then Cam Chancellor is the scariest strong safety in the league. Bobby Wagner has got to be the most underrated player in football, because he's probably the best middle linebacker going right now. And then you got Michael Bennett up front. Crazy as the Bennett boys are, they can play football.
What's his health like these days?
He's okay. He had a bad... Who, Bennett?
Yes.
Yeah, he had a bum knee a couple weeks ago, but he was fine last week against Detroit. They expect him to be ready to go. And again, if they get to Green Bay, that's another week later, so if they stay healthy. So bottom line, that defense can still play really well. I think the Packers have the second scariest offense left in the league right now, which is the other reason I agree with Barry, and I'd like to see them in New England get together in Houston. But I just don't think that Seattle offense can scare the Packers defense. So it probably is the better matchup for them. But then you got to remember the key to the Packers Super Bowl run in 2010 was when they went down to Atlanta as a sixth seed, and that was when Rodgers had his coming out party, and they put up 40 some points on him. Now I know that was 7 years ago or 6 years ago, but I think at this point Green Bay, if they don't miss Nelson too much, if Devontae Adams and Geronimo Allison can give him a decent game, I think the Packers are one of the hot teams right now, and they can probably play with anybody.
We've got more with Hub coming. You might want to talk about some of the hirings around the league. There's some new coaches, some new executives, and some openings still to be filled. That is next on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Cubs fans, The Score will be live at the Cubs convention all weekend, starting Friday 1 to 10, Saturday 8 to 12:45, and Sunday 8 to 11:30 to talk to the biggest names in the Cubs organization. 2017 is going to be another amazing year for the Cubs, and it all starts with the Cubs convention. Listen to our coverage live, exclusively on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Cubs convention broadcast on 670 The Score, brought to you by Top Fleet Limousine. Take a ride with the pros.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. It wasn't one thing that got Alabama beat. It was a bunch of things that had to go wrong. A freshman starting quarterback who did not improve enough as a passer. A change in the play callers. Bo Scarborough, their star running back, got hurt after dominating the first half of this game. And you're going against Deshaun Watson, who is not only a super talented run-pass threat, but one who had seen Alabama's defense. Alabama wasn't beaten by a full frontal assault. They were beaten by 1,000 little cuts. And the last little cut was Alabama could have held the wide receivers of Clemson on the last play that Clemson scored on. Had they done that, even if time expired, there would have been a penalty and Clemson would have been forced to kick a short field goal and then play in overtime. Because of all these little mistakes, the tide went down and the Tigers won the title. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
The material handling equipment industry has been around since the dawn of machines, so why not choose the company that's been there from the start? Equipment Depot is the largest independent forklift dealer in the U.S. So whether you're moving products or building, they've got you covered with the leading brands of forklifts and aerial lifts. Their goal is to continue breaking barriers and becoming the company you can't imagine living without. For new and used forklift sales, service, parts, and rental, Equipment Depot is equipped to serve. The best equipment, the best service, guaranteed. 35 locations and online at eqdepot.com.
It's like the coolest things about cooking with Blue Apron is being exposed to techniques that maybe you've seen in a restaurant, but you've never done before in your own home kitchen. Well, Blue Apron makes it easy. They send everything to you and they walk you through the steps. And next thing you know, the kids and I are making cod en papillote, which is just a fancy French way of saying in parchment. And they send you the perfect parchment sheets. They show you exactly what to do. And this is part of the Blue Apron meals that arrive every Friday and they refrigerated box, having shipped for free. We sort of picked out what we want and when we want it, and there it is. And it comes with this grain called frique, which is almost like a farro type grain, and it's a little bit of that that's been cooked. You put that in the paper with a little bit of olive oil, some sauteed spinach. You put the cod on top, a splash of Meyer lemon juice, a really flavorful kind of lemon, and then you seal it up. You put butter on it, you seal it up. It goes in the oven for like 10 minutes, and it comes out. You snip it open, and it's unbelievable. And then you top it with a couple spoonfuls of this herb seasoned creme fraiche. And it is restaurant quality food and way easier than everybody thought. But that's what Blue Apron does. It's less than $10 per person per meal. Seasonal recipes, all pre-portioned ingredients, so you waste nothing. And you can go online to your Blue Apron account. You choose a variety of new recipes each week. You customize them based on preferences. You get the step-by-step, easy-to-follow recipe cards. So if you don't like grocery shopping, you don't like you throwing a pizza at your kids three nights a week or going through drive-thru, this is perfect because it's all right there. And right now you get your first three meals free with free shipping. But you got to go to blueapron.com/Dan. You will love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. Don't wait. blueapron.com/Dan. It's Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flow.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Do you want a solid degree in criminal justice, political science, or public administration? Do you want to study at the school that's located at the heart of government? If you want this and more, choose the right path forward. At the University of Illinois Springfield, you'll get the education that you expect and the size that's right for you at the University of Illinois Springfield. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
Jim owns a gym, and his personal trainers love printing fitness plans. But it takes more than love to run a business, like ink, lots of ink. That's why business owners like Jim go to Office Depot Office Max, where for a limited time, you can buy any HP ink cartridge and get the second one 40% off, online or in store. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. And January 14th, limit two. Multi-packs count as one.
This Thursday,
welcome to Bunker Hill.
CBS invites you to experience a medical revolution.
We're pairing the most brilliant minds in medicine with the most brilliant minds in technology.
And meet the tech genius behind it.
We will find a way to save you and your baby.
You've given us hope.
Dermot Mulroney.
Medicine is ultimately a human endeavor.
And introducing Augustus Prue.
We're going to get stuff done.
I want to be part of this.
Pure genius. CBS Thursday or stream it live or on demand.
Hey, Dr. Phil here. You know, I help people solve difficult problems every day, but one problem has me stumped: childhood hunger. Nearly 16 million children in America struggle with it. Luckily, the Feeding America network of local food banks collects surplus food, giving hope to hungry children and their families. But they need your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This week in music history.
This week in 1977, the Police had their first rehearsal. They started recording their debut album this week in 1978. This week in 1979, Canadian rock band Rush were named the country's official ambassadors of music. Cyndi Lauper became the first female recording artist since 1967 to be nominated for 5 Grammy Awards this week in 1984. This week in 2009, Black Eyed Peas singer Fergie married actor Josh Duhamel.
Tomorrow night, join the Scores hockey expert Jay Zawoski for the Bud Light Blackhawks on the Glass Hockey Night with Chicago Blackhawk Tanner Carroll from 7 to 8:30 at the Town Bar and Grill in Aurora. Come get an autograph from Tanner, get the inside scoop on the team, meet the Bud Light ice crew, and enter to win a pair of Blackhawks tickets. Brought to you by Bud Light. Raise one right now. No outside memorabilia will be signed. Transportation provided by Atlantis Limousines.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hub Arcus, doesn't get any better than this.
Does not. And there's things going on in the NFL. Out of nowhere, the Jacksonville Jaguars hired Doug Marrone, the former Bills head coach, as their new head coach. And they also brought in Tom Coughlin in a position above their current general manager. Not quite sure why that happened or what the league is saying about it. What are you told?
Yeah, it's interesting, Dan. I was just writing about this for the paper tomorrow. I talked to one GM earlier today who said to me, you know, you've got David Caldwell there. Hiring Marrone is clearly a double down on Blake Bortles. Marrone is an offensive guru. And Marrone did a pretty good job. You know, he had a head coaching job in Buffalo. He was 15-17, but he went 9-7 his second year. And then he quit when the team was sold to the Pegulas. He just wasn't comfortable with the new ownership. He wasn't fired. Maybe he was going to be. I don't know. I don't know why he would have been coming off a 9-7 season in Buffalo. That's pretty good. And all of his background is offense. This team is rumored to have all kinds of young talent, and we know that they do have some pretty good football players in Jalen Ramsey. Dante Fowler Jr. looks pretty good. Miles Jack wasn't what they hoped, but wasn't bad. They got all those big-name free agents last year, Malik Jackson, and you know, brought in Ivory on the running back side. So they should be pretty good on offense. But then they bring in Coughlin and put him over both Marrone and Caldwell, so you're kind of chopping Caldwell off at the knees after allegedly doing a good job. You're doubling down on his draft picks. And Coughlin has no front office experience whatsoever. He worked for very strong GMs and Ernie Accorsi and Jerry Reese. He had nothing to do with personnel. You know, he's got two Super Bowl rings, which is nice. But then the worst part is Coughlin has told anybody who will listen from the day he, quote, air quotes, resigned, close quote, in New York that he wants to coach again. So he's just kind of there looming over these guys, and I haven't talked to anybody who really understands what the point of that was.
Hub, where is Tony Romo going to play next year?
My best guess is that he's not, that he's going to be backing up Dak Prescott in Dallas. You know, we've gone back and forth on this, and I think there probably are a few teams that would be interested, but it's a strange situation. That contract is almost untradeable for two reasons. One is that the Cowboys, he's owed $25 million in base, okay? The Cowboys take a $20 million cap hit if they trade him or release him. They got to take it either way. And $5 million for a backup quarterback the caliber of Romo is not a lot of money these days. Chase Daniels is getting $7 million in Philadelphia. The team that trades for him knows that they're getting damaged goods the last 2 years, and they've got to pay him that $25 million base. And so, you know, it's a tough trade to make. The only way that Romo really moves is if he convinces Jerry Jones to release him, and he's then on the market as a free agent, and Jones has kind of suggested that he doesn't want to do that. And I don't blame him. I wouldn't want to do it either. You know, you got to look out for your football team first. So I think Denver would be the team that would be most interested because they have a defense that's ready to go and a couple of Pro Bowl receivers, but it's just a tough deal to make, and so the odds are that he ends up stuck in Dallas.
So I keep seeing John Elway tweeting about everybody they interview. Have you noticed that? I don't know if you follow John Elway on Twitter, but somebody interviews and then he has something kind to say about whoever it is. And I don't know what this process is or what the purpose is of doing it is. Is this just public and is this transparency, or is this him trying to keep fans informed or trying to help these guys out regardless of what decision's made?
I think it's kind of looking out for his reputation in the coaching industry and the front office industry, because there's no secrets anymore these days. Everybody knows who's interviewing and when. So you say something nice about him, you sound like a good guy to be around, a good guy to work for, because let's face it, Elway's got a little bit of a rep after the way things ended with John Fox. Now, Vance Joseph interviewed there today, or was supposed to interview there today. Vance Joseph is interesting because he is he's now the most sought-after assistant. He's been asked to interview for all five jobs that are open. The only reason Jacksonville didn't reach out is they had obviously decided to talk to Marrone. I don't know how many others he will interview for, but what people don't realize, Elway interviewed him 2 years ago for the head job before he hired Kubiak. So they've got a little bit of history. He played his college ball in Colorado. What's interesting about him, though, is that until this year, he had never coached anything but defensive backs. And this year, he's the coordinator in Miami, and everybody's raving about him. They were 30th in total defense. They were 31st versus the run and 18th in points allowed. And so you ask yourself, well, what's this all about? He apparently is an outstanding communicator. I've only been around him once or twice, and I was impressed with how bright he seemed, but haven't had any long conversations with him. But everybody I talk to tells me that he's a really good communicator, and a lot of people think he's got a chance to be the next big thing as a head coach. And right now, he seems to be the front runner in Denver.
Is Bill O'Brien's job safe? Because no matter what happens, there always seems to be founded speculation, or perhaps unfounded, that something is going to be enough for it to be over there.
You know, I think his job is safe, Dan. The reports I'm hearing is that he may not want to stay. There have been reports for a couple weeks now. It's not a rift. It's not a, you know, a dissension or anything like that. But apparently there's just a lack of comfort at this point between him and the organization. People are trying to tie it back to the whole Osweiler thing and the question of how involved he really was. I can't tell you with any certainty that that's what it is, but I have heard from some pretty good sources that he and Bob McNair may just agree to part ways once this playoff run is over, most likely in Foxborough this Saturday night. Now, if they go in there and beat the Patriots, there's no way he's leaving. How do you do that? You know,
but so, they're not going to beat the Patriots.
I wouldn't think so. I'll tell you what, though, man. You watch Jadeveon Clowney and Whitney Merciless.
Oh, boy.
If J.J. Watt comes back 90-95%, that defense is going to be one of the best we've ever seen next year, because it's not just the – I mean, you've got three candidates for defensive MVP, and then you plug in Cushing and John Simon, and you've got Kareem Jackson in the back. If he gets healthy at cornerback, they got nothing but playmakers on that defense. They're going to be really scary next year if everybody's healthy.
Hub, that was fun. Thank you.
All right, guys, take care. I will talk to you tomorrow.
See you, Hub.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abatacola. Looking for family fun this holiday weekend? Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats on Sunday at Welsh Ryan Arena as they host Iowa at 6:30. Family plans on sale now at nusports.com. We start with the Bulls as they play in Washington tonight. Jimmy Butler did not make the trip. Dwayne Wade will also sit this one out as planned. Your starting five, Jerian Grant, Michael Carter-Williams, Taj McDermott, and Lopez. And we got to take a look at the Twitter account for Casey Johnson.
I was just going to get to that in its entirety the moment you finished.
Yeah, just a second I'm done, just a couple here, and then because there's a lot for you to read.
Man.
An 11-minute conversation with Rajon Rondo, and Rondo calls it the most confusing situation of his career. One other tweet I'll share, if you're going to get to it all, Dan. He says, a PR person tried to cut the interview off. Rondo said to keep going, and he said, quote, I haven't had this much attention in a while, and there is a lot more that you're going to want to hear as Dan goes through it.
We're going to read all of these, and this is the argument for you got to get this guy out of town.
All right, so Dan will have that next.
If that's not enough, Matt, the Bulls bus was late getting to the arena because they got caught in bad D.C. traffic. They got there 90 minutes before the start of the game.
Speaking of bad traffic, that the president has, Air Force One has landed at O'Hare. The motorcade is getting ready to roll. The Kennedy will be shut down.
Yeah. Good luck to you.
Yeah, Air Force One landed on the Kennedy. The Blackhawks take on the Red Wings tonight at the UC. The Hawks have won three in a row. Corey Crawford starts in net. Puck drop 7:30. Taves, Kane, Duncan Keith, and Corey Crawford have been named the NHL All-Star Game. Men's buckets on the score tonight. DePaul takes on Providence. Coverage starts at 7:45. Len Casper, Jim Deshaies have each received a three-year contract extension. Today, the Bears signed Ruben Randall to a reserves futures contract. Raiders OC Bill Musgrave is out, leaving the team. Brian Urlacher and former Bears running back Adrian Peterson have been named to the College Football Hall of Fame. Now it's CC's.
Yeah, I heard you.
What?
I heard you.
What?
Former Bears running back Adrian Peterson.
What about him?
It's not the same Adrian Peterson.
What do you mean?
Nothing.
What are you talking about?
Never mind.
The guy from Georgia Southern, named the College Football Hall of Fame. Isn't that him?
You wanted to see if I was paying attention.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. I really don't.
Okay.
It's a first. Now at CC's, take your taste buds on a ride with three new pizzas. Barry, Kansas City Pulled Pork Barbecue, Santa Fe Chicken, and the Philly Cheesesteak. All three part of the Unlimited Buffet and for just five and change, available for a limited time. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
So here's Casey Johnson's Twitter feed. He found out that Rajon Rondo tonight, because of injury and illness, is going to be the sixth man against the Wizards. So they began talking to Rondo. Rondo remains bemused by his benching. Said he's been playing pickup outside the practice facility to try to stay in shape. Rondo calls his situation the most confusing of his career.
That says a lot. Because he's had some confusing situations.
PR person tries to cut off interview. Rondo said to keep going. I haven't had this much attention in a while. Rondo said he was told the team is trying to save him from himself. Rondo's thought on that? I thought it was bull bleep. Casey then tweets, that was an epic 11-minute session with Rondo. Rondo didn't say anything already posted to my feed in an angry or mean-spirited fashion, totally relaxed, having fun, though bemused by benching. Rondo, on if he and Hoiberg have talked much about his circumstance. How can I say this? No.
Well, that's one way to say it.
Rondo on benching. I got a slight explanation from another guy on the staff. A guy told me
this is just so bold
that he was saving me from myself. Rondo,
wait a minute. So by benching him, they're saving him from himself.
I'm just reading. That's what they told him. Rondo unbenching in Cleveland. They told me I had a negative 20 in Indiana at halftime. I think that was part of the reason. Hey, Rondo, save me from myself. I never heard that before in my life. But I guess he was trying to do the best thing for me. Rondo, when I signed here, why I wanted to come here, it's a lot different than what I anticipated. And perhaps the best one. Rondo, you're only as good as your coach thinks you are. That's a big part of each individual's success in the NBA.
I don't think that that's true.
No, I don't think that's true either, but... Oh, that's fabulous.
This is just so bold.
And the fact that the PR person tried to shut it down. He's like, no, I actually have stuff to say. That is great. That is the Twitter feed at KCJ Hoop.
It's just, you got to love the Bulls. You just got to love what they do. What are they doing? They never know what they're doing. They sign Rajon Rondo. What do you think is going to happen? What do you think you're getting, and what do you think occurs?
I mean, you gotta get him out of here, don't you?
Of course you do.
Yeah, get him upstairs what and they, get they, him out of I mean, here.
Do they think he has some trade value? I mean, what is it?
No,
You've already decided that he can't play, and you don't want him to play. First it was he can't play in the fourth quarter, and then it was he can't play in the second half, and then he just can't play at all. So what do you think is going to happen now? What's to be gained? You hoping to trade him?
You can't get anything for him.
No.
I think even if you bought him out, nobody's going to come pay him anything. No contender wants him right now. He can go play in China.
Could he play in China?
Why not? Greg Oden's playing in China.
Then he could play in China.
Right, he could play there.
Okay.
The name?
You think he really wants to go play in China?
No, I don't think he wants to at all. But it's just like you say. The Bulls could find themselves in the situation where they go out of their way to sign a guy for no apparent reason and then bench him. And then
be surprised that he's bad or a problem.
And he doesn't care. He doesn't have to care. He doesn't really have to pretend to be a good soldier here. But he's just being honest.
He didn't even really say anything bad.
I don't think so. He's just answering questions honestly. I'm not mad at him. He didn't misrepresent himself as a free agent as something he's not. It's caveat emptor in this case. So, hey, no big deal. Coming up when we get done, the distinct pleasure of listening to Chris Ranji from 6 to 7:45. Ooh. That pleasure, all yours and all hours, and for a lot of people stuck on Chicago's roadways in one last round of presidential traffic. Last time.
Does he know the campaign is over?
It's a last time. Then New York is going to have to deal with it. All this will shift.
You don't think he's really going to stop, though? You're going to hear from him every day.
Yeah, but they won't shut down the Kennedy for him. He'll be stuck in traffic like every other Jamoke.
No, they won't do that anymore, right? Will they take all those gates down
for a former president?
All those gates they put up on the Kennedy?
No, he sits in traffic like everybody else after this. This is the last chance to inconvenience the rest of us. Chris Ranji will say hello to us in a little bit on The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
If you are looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home, then you need to call David Hochberg.
An expert in guerrilla warfare. The man who's the best with guns, with knives, with his bare hands. A man who's been trained to ignore pain, ignore weather, to live off the land, to eat things and to make a billy goat puke.
good supply of body bags, vice president of lending at Pearl Mortgage. According to creditcard.com, credit card holders in Illinois, Indiana, Wisconsin, and Michigan are carrying over $33,000 worth of debt on their credit cards. The Federal Reserve recently increased short-term interest rates by a quarter of a point, which, according to credit enhancement expert Gary Novell, will increase the average credit card holder's interest payments $825 per year. The extra interest payment increases to $1,650 when the Fed increases rates another quarter point. The good news is that home values have rebounded, so now's an excellent time to call David at 312-751-1333 to use your home's equity to eliminate your stress, pay off credit card debt, and lower your monthly payments. To see if you can use your home's equity to pay off debt, pick up the phone and call David now at 312-751-1333 or visit pearldavid.com. David's helped thousands of score listeners, but he can't help if you don't call 312-751-1333 or visit pearldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender, Illinois residential mortgage license C4358 and MLS 19186.
Truck drivers, with a new year of opportunities ahead and a huge freight base in Chicagoland, Schneider is holding driver recruiting events near you. Come out and meet a Schneider recruiter in one of 10 different Chicagoland locations throughout January. That's 10 different Chicagoland locations this month. Get full event details and Illinois driving job and sign-on bonus details with a zip code search at schneiderjobs.com. A new year, a rewarding new career at schneiderjobs.com.
Are you looking for the right path forward? It begins at the University of Illinois Springfield. Get a degree in criminal justice, political science, public administration, and more. Get a U of I degree at the school that's the right size for you. Get inspired at the University of Illinois Springfield, where you will get the education that you expect. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
It's Matt Spiegel. Hey, now that the new year is here, people everywhere have resolved to make 2017 a better, healthier year. A great way to start is by getting a good night's sleep. But for those of us who suffer from sleep apnea, it can be difficult to get the restful sleep you need. If you or a loved one have sleep apnea and can't get relief from CPAP, there is another treatment option available. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. So start the new year off right. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
Super Bowl I took place this week in 1967. President Jimmy Carter announced the U.S. boycott of the Olympics in Moscow this week in 1980. This week in 1989, on his way to number one, Wayne Gretzky became the NHL's second all-time scorer. John McEnroe became the first ever player to be expelled from the Australian Open this week in 1990. This week in 1995, the 94-95 NHL season began after a lengthy strike. And this week in 2013, Lance Armstrong admitted to doping in all seven of his Tour de France victories.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Here we go now. Chris Lange is our next guest, and boy, I don't like this tweet. We have other guests we could have put on. We wanted to talk to him.
Well, you can. He's not that really. He's not that hard to find.
He hasn't talked to me since.
Although Chris Ranji was enjoying himself last week after the toast to Terry.
Oh, yes, I was.
Ranji absconded with the Dan Bernstein cardboard cutout photo.
Yep.
And
did you take it all over town?
He did.
I took cardboard Dan for a ride. We were in an Uber together. We were in like four different bars. Dan cleaned a toilet.
Hi, Chris.
He had me passed out in his apartment. I think that's where it was.
Yeah, the next day, like 4 in the afternoon, couldn't get him up. Yeah, that happens.
So
that happens.
And then I came to work.
Where is he now?
I don't know where he is. He was at my house last time I saw him yesterday. He might be out and about. He's an adult. He can go where he wants.
It actually scared me. Somebody had put it in the doorway, like behind the glass doors.
That was me.
And I turned the corner coming out of that. So I was thinking,
we all have that reaction.
Funniest, right. The funniest part is when I don't remember who brought it down. I don't know. It was one of these idiots brought it downstairs to the M bar where we had the party after the party.
How was that? Was it fun?
Yeah, it was a good time. You know, it's hanging out with these dudes.
Anybody get stupid?
No, not really.
And inviting
everybody is stupid.
Inviting the cardboard Dan is much better than inviting the actual.
It wasn't really the after. I thought that was the goodbye to Gina party.
Yeah, that's what that was.
Okay.
Yeah, and the cardboard Dan is up standing there, and like three or four times Brendan thought it was him, and it kept scaring him.
He kept walking away really fast.
Yeah, one time he just punched it in the face.
Okay.
Because you kept frightening everybody. They kept thinking you were actually there. Like I turned around and I think it's Bernstein.
It's shorter than I am though.
No, it's bigger than you.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
It is. And it's swole.
Yes.
It looks like I did have one person comment, man, has Dan been working out? Because your forearms look huge in that thing.
That's just a picture of me. See?
Hey, good for you, pal.
That's all the time I spent in county.
You are
It was a trumped up charge.
Nothing like the ref last night. Wow.
Oh, yeah. He's a big
dude. How about the arms
dude.
On that
yeah,
guy?
Big, a, big boy.
How about the triceps on that
that's
guy?
That's a big, powerful piece of country folk there, isn't he?
What a
time. Yeah, personal foul. I got to go lift a truck. Hold on.
I think Chipper Jones said something like, hey, Dan Ugla's dad's calling the game tonight.
Did he really?
Yeah, he tweeted that.
Well, at least his Twitter feed is good for something.
Yeah, most athlete Twitter feeds are pointless.
Correct.
There are occasional ones that are really funny, like Brandon McCarthy is really
terrific.
Funny.
He's terrific.
Dan Heron
is funny. Jeremy Guthrie's funny.
Is he?
Yeah. He's pretty good.
Syndergaard got Bryce Harper
really
pretty,
good
pretty
too.
Good last week.
He's good. Yeah, Noah Syndergaard's really good.
Did you see what's going around, speaking of Twitter, there's a comedian, a comedy writer, he goes by Old Qwerty Bastard. And he said that Derrick Rose looked at the Knicks schedule and he wanted to see if there was a game and he saw NO. And he did a hypothetical conversation between Carmelo Anthony and Derrick Rose. And it's like, it said no game. No, Derek, that's New Orleans. It's the Pelicans. And I just said Rose, ? I guess the scary bird team.
He wanted to see if there was a game. It said no on the schedule.
Right, said no. Oh, no game.
That's really, really, really good.
Right, Siri, is there a game?
Yes. No. Wait a minute. That's confusing.
Right, is it yes or no?
Is there a game? Yes. No.
Yes, no. You're playing no.
It's not helping me. Is it yes or no?
My favorite part of it is that even after they said it's New Orleans Pelicans, and there's still a question mark. Like, I don't get it. What does that mean? That's the scary bird team. Oh, the scary bird team. And did you see what they're doing now with this alternate king cake mascot?
No.
It's horrifying. Have you ever eaten a king cake? A Mardi Gras king cake?
No.
It's a big cinnamon roll, okay?
All right.
It's big. It's a circular cinnamon roll, and it's got the purple and green and yellow on it. And tradition says you cut up the king cake, and everybody gets a piece. And in one of the pieces, baked into every king cake, is a plastic baby. A little tiny plastic baby. And if you get the piece with the plastic baby, it's good luck.
And, are you gonna have a baby?
It's not good luck
if you chew on it and break a tooth.
I've done it, and I've broken a tooth, but I've chewed on it. So they have a giant mascot costume of the king cake baby.
I did see that. I didn't know what it was.
Yes.
I saw the pic.
It's really frightening, and they know it's frightening, and they're having it scare people.
The Pelicans are doing this?
Yes,
good for them. Well, I don't think mascots have to be all cuddly and cute. They could be horrifying.
I'm just waiting to see what Robin Lopez does. Because if you remember, Robin Lopez...
Oh, he's going to punch the...
He fights mascots.
Right, he does.
That's his bit. Because I think he is half mascot. because he kind of looks like he's half a mascot. And it's just one
has anybody tried pulling his head off?
It's one of these things. It's like, Mr. Bond, you and I are more similar than you care to think. Or like an iRobot when he's actually, it's revealed at the end that he's,
spoiler alert,
he's actually a robot himself. So I think that's why Robin Lopez is troubled by mascots, because he's really fighting himself.
I'm in favor of that, the punching of mascots.
Oh, absolutely.
Who was it that, was it DePaul, redid their mascot and then they redid it again?
Oh.
The blue demon, it frightened people, right? Wasn't it DePaul? I mean, this was recent, like in the last 3 or 4 months.
I got nothing for you.
All right. Somebody look that up.
It's a great topic.
Call Zach.
You should address it on your radio program.
I don't want to. I don't want to do that.
What are you going to address?
I can't talk. I mean,
what are you going to address?
It can't really address the Rondo thing, which is awesome. Because they're going to play in 7 minutes.
Oh, you can still talk about it.
Not really, people are going to be watching. But it's,
who's going to be watching that?
People,
did you
Bulls
hear their
fans
starting? Did you hear their starting lineup?
Yeah, but there's something about that jersey, man. No, people are going to watch it. I don't know. It's at least this season's entertaining, right?
Yeah, entertaining.
At least it's fun.
Boy. All right, thanks to our guests, Matt Miller, Pete Futek, Jerry DiNardo, and Hub Arkish. We thank Shane Reardon and Chris Tannehill for producing. Barry, thank you for sitting in.
And we'll see you tomorrow.
Yep, same deal tomorrow. We've got fun stuff. We've got Frank Isola joining us for the New York Daily News. He'll talk about the Derrick Rose thing. Our buddy Ian Eagle will be with us at 2:40. Hub will take some phone calls. A lot of stuff.
You think your wife will want Cardboard Dan? I'll give it to you. So she can have two of you.
I did think about having it scare the children, though. Just saying, like, always watching. Sort of here, yeah, here you know, you never know.
Aren't they frightened already?
Do you want it? I'll give it to you.
I could send it to my kids' hockey game so then I don't have to deal with it.
Perfect.
Right? It won't pace around worried about every shot.
I can't even tell you how many people, Dan, were like, who is this? But they wanted a picture with it anyway.
They wanted a picture with
yes.
it? Yes. Why?
I don't know, because it's a life-size cardboard cutout of some stranger. I mean, probably 90% of people were like, who is that? Some people knew.
Should have just auctioned it off for charity.
A lot of women wanted pics with it.
Uh-huh. Naked?
Well, not when they saw, not at first.
All right, Chris Ranji's coming up. More of that red-hot comedy coming your way. And we'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
Go on as life goes on.
And now, a SCORE 25th anniversary flashback.
Everything from here on out that we've promised for the rest of today and perhaps tomorrow is suspended. In case you are just turning on the radio, the Chicago Sun-Times has learned the Bears got Jay Cutler.
We couldn't have done it without you, the SCORE listener. Thank you, Chicago, for 25 great years. Sports Radio 670 The SCORE and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flow.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Jim owns a gym, and his personal trainers love printing fitness plans. But it takes more than love to run a business, like ink, lots of ink. That's why business owners like Jim go to Office Depot Office Max, where for a limited time, you can buy any HP ink cartridge and get the second one 40% off, online or in store. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're here for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. Ends January 14th, limit 2. Multi-packs count as one.
Do you want a solid degree in criminal justice, political science, or public administration? Do you want to study at the school that's located at the heart of government? If you want this and more, choose the right path forward. At the University of Illinois Springfield, you'll get the education that you expect and the size that's right for you at the University of Illinois Springfield. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
This week in music history.
This week in 1935, Elvis was born. Jimmy Page of Led Zeppelin was born this week in 1944. Rod Stewart in 1945. This week in 1964, Ring of Fire by Johnny Cash became the first country album to go to number one on the U.S. album chart. This week in 1968, Johnny Cash played a show at Folsom Prison for his iconic live album. Diana Ross made her last appearance with the Supremes this week in 1970. This week's most popular music. 17 years ago, 2000.
Number three.
Brian McKnight, Back at One.
Let's start back at one.
Number two.
Santana featuring Rob Thomas, Smooth.
Give me your heart and make it real.
And the number one song this week. 17 years ago in 2000. Christina Aguilera, What a Girl Wants.
What a girl wants, what a girl needs.
CBS Friday, Mac is back. The most inventive agent ever.
My name's MacGyver. I work for the U.S. government.
Returns to television.
What are you doing?
Improvising.
No agent does more with less.
How's he gonna stop an airplane?
Tinfoil.
He's kidding, right?
Oh, my man never jokes about tinfoil.
I'm dangerous.
Everything I need is right in front of me.
MacGyver, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Sunday. The NCIS LA team knows the game.
I always expect the unexpected.
They can even the score.
Never a dull moment, is there?
Never.
And when they make a move...
This is our investigation now.
You can't lose.
So we got a plan.
Let's roll.
Well, we're all just one big, happy, slightly